One thing we want to do is welcome all the, if there's anyone here for the first time, we get a lot of visitors, and if this is your first time to Cowboy Church here, we want you to raise your hand. We want to give you just a thank you, and whoo, there's a bunch of you. Thank y'all so much for honoring us with your presence. You know, it's like Corey and Ricky say, and Howdy, you know, you drive past a lot of churches to get here. Y'all have a lot of options. And we very much appreciate you're here. We know you have a packet, and just fill it out, and there's a visitor's card. Put it in. We'll call, you know, you'll get a phone call, and all they want is just to see if you need anything, any questions you have about the church, anything we can do for you. We just greatly appreciate it. And so thank you so much again for coming. Here at Williamson County Cowboy Church, we like to teach on our tithes and offerings because it's very important. But y'all, I'm sorry. There's some things taking place. As we y'all can hand those out, and you know, one of the reasons that Corey and I were raised up under Glenn Smith. And so Corey and I, we think a whole lot alike about a lot of things. And I'm very grateful for that. But I'm very grateful for Corey and Jamie's obedience to do what God told them to do. Right here and everywhere they go. You know, they have no trouble being willing and obedient. I recognize that. But one of the main reasons that Kathy and I think the Lord led us here is, I'm going to tell you something. When we handle our finances according to the Word of God, you can't help but be blessed. And Corey and Jamie do that. And Kathy and I have been in a multitude of churches, helped different pastors. And a lot of pastors, they have trouble with that. It's an issue. They think, well, I don't want to ruffle no feathers. You need to get your feathers ruffled. Because when you get your feathers ruffled, you can start you get active. You start saying, okay, I need to check some things out. And so we minister here on tithes and offerings, and I know we probably use this a whole lot. You can turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, but I want to go to put a little more emphasis on a little different area of it this morning. You know, we talk about, starting in verse 6, that he who sows sparingly will reap. He who sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. And God loves a cheerful giver. Remember that? He will not do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver, whose heart's in his giving. And God is able, verse 8, to make all grace abound toward you, so that you always have all sufficiency in all things, and have an abundance for every good work. We need to expect to have an abundance for every good work. When we bring our tithes into the storehouse, as he told us in Malachi, he would open the windows of heaven unto us and pour us out a blessing that there's not room enough to receive it. If your bank account's not full, you got more room. So we need to keep giving and expecting so that it gets to overflowing so much that you got to give it away because you ain't got no room to keep it. And when we do that, I'm telling you, when people see you doing that, they're like, the guy's got something figured out. I don't. You know, at some point, they're going to ask you a question. But I want to get down to, I'll just keep reading. Verse 9. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, and his righteousness endures forever. Now may he who supplies seed for the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you've sown and increases the fruits of your righteousness. While you are enriched, listen here, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality which causes, this is what I love this right here, thanksgiving to God through us. Now think about that. When we start causing thanksgiving to God through us, and that willingness and obedience just starts overflowing. And God says, I got to get them more into their hands because they're willing to share. And that's not only money. Might be tractors. Anybody need a tractor? Might be truck tires. Guys, don't limit it to finances. Just be a cheerful, joyous, pay attention. Get that, hear that voice of the Holy Ghost and the Lord talking to you so that we can each one meet the needs of those around us. True prosperity is being able to meet the needs of all mankind no matter what those needs are. It's not just having to give them money. He might, you know, sometimes you might going to be going to need tires down the road. You can sew some tires. So see somebody that needs tires, go buy, say, hey, let's go down and buy you a new set of tires for you and your family have a blowout somewhere. I don't know why we're talking about tires. Verse 12, for the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, see, but is abounding through many thanksgiving to God, while through the proof of this ministry, it's a ministry to give, meet the needs of people. They glorify God for you and my obedience to our confession to the gospel of Christ and for our liberal sharing with them and all men. Isn't that cool? I mean, I just, you know, it's not, don't limit it, don't think, expect. Remind yourself every day that you're blessed to be a blessing. And there's, I don't care how small it is. It don't have to start with a truck or tires. Maybe it's just buy someone a burger. Maybe it's buying breakfast. Maybe it's at the donut shop. But you know what? Pay attention. Be tuned in. And then that's, we're going to get to that today. I'm going to help you be tuned in. I'm not. God is. I'm just going to share with you. I'm not. I don't want to be responsible for your being tuned in. I want God to be responsible for that. So we're going to do that. So y'all just with a big shout of praise and a hand clap, just bring your tithes and offerings and worship the Lord. I don't care how small it is. It don't have to start with a truck or tires. Maybe it's just buy someone a burger. Maybe it's buying breakfast. Maybe it's at the donut shop. But you know what? Pay attention. Be tuned in.
And then yes, sir. I'm going to pray over the tithes and offerings and then I'll just give it to you.
I'm not. God is. I'm just going to share it with you. I don't want to be responsible for you being tuned in. I want God to be responsible for that. So we're going to do that. So y'all just with a big shout of praise and a hand clap, just bring your tithes and offerings and worship the Lord. Hey, if y'all would, just if you're still bringing them, that's okay. If not, if you're seated, well, just stretch your hands to the offering boxes. Let's pray over the tithes and offerings this morning and before Joe sings this special. Father God, thank you this morning. Lord, thank you that we can cause thanksgiving to you through our obedience of sharing and bringing our tithes into your storehouse and just, Father, sowing into your kingdom. And Lord, as people have done that this morning, Father, I pray that 30, 60, 100-fold return back on them. I thank you, Father, that everyone in here, the windows of heaven is opened unto us. And there's a blessing for us that we've not got room enough to receive it, and we thank you for that. So Lord, I thank you that also, Lord, you rebuke the devourer for our sake, and he'll not destroy the fruit of our ground. So Father, we just give you praise for that and thank you for it today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now and then, an old friend of mine I've not seen for some time will stop by and ask me where I've been, what's on my mind. They wonder why I'm not drinking and still painting this whole town red. Tell them I'm serving Jesus now, and that old man is dead. And the man you see before you may look a lot the same. I may wear the same clothes and have the same old name, but you're looking on the outside If you could see inside instead, you would see a brand new man. 'Cause that old man is dead. Can you say amen to that? It's an awesome thing when he changes your life. I used to live such a wicked life. I had no hope in sight. I was lost in the darkness, always searching for the light. Listen to this part. But then one night in a little church, after hearing what the preacher said, I gave my heart to Jesus, and that old man was dead. And the man you see before you, I may look a lot the same. I may wear the same old clothes, and I have the same old name. But you're looking on the outside. If you could see inside instead, you would see the brand new man, 'cause the old man is dead. You're looking on the outside. If you could see inside instead, you would see a brand new man, 'cause the old man is dead. Can you give the Lord a hand clap this morning?
Wow. Thanks, Joe, this whole morning. I'm not usually quite this. I know, I'm sitting up here and y'all look like he's fumbling around and stuff, because the Lord, I want to get to some things this morning, because I want the Lord to have time to confirm his word this morning. And I don't want to get in his way. And I'm fixing to pray, but, oh, children's church, I'm sorry. Are y'all going out? Youth too? Give him a hand and just, whoo! Thank y'all, all the teachers and helpers, and wow. I think it was Monday, I think it was July the 2nd. I'm not sure that I wrote these down the day that the Lord actually gave them to me. He might have given it to me a day two before. But then I felt very impressed. He said, I want you to write these three words down. And so I'm like, okay, you know, I kind of understand these words. But I wrote them on the calendar because I didn't know which one of my little... I got a lot of books sitting on my table that I write stuff in, and then I don't remember where I put it, which one I wrote it in, you know. I go to looking for it, and I'm thinking, Lord, which one did I put that in? But, you know, different topics and different things. But this was concerning our nation and things that are transpiring right now. And that's not... I'm not going to preach on all that this morning. But I didn't realize how important these words were till yesterday evening. And I was back and studying, and the Lord said, I want you... I sent them to Jackie. Actually, what I did was, he said, I want you to look up the definition today, and I want you to send those to Jackie Stevenson. Me and him, he's my man of joy. Can y'all just joy, joy, joy? You know, joy. But the first word he gave me was exposure. And Exposure is the state of being exposed, the revelation of an identity or fact, especially one that's concealed or likely to arouse disapproval. There's some exposure going on in this nation and in some very illegitimate people that have been stolen offices and have put themselves in positions of authority that are not theirs and they do not belong there. We got to stand fast on this. Keep our words in line, okay? The next word was restitution. The restoration of something lost or stolen to its proper owner. Just think about that, okay? Then restoration. The act of returning something to its former owner, place, or condition. Giving someone their job back. Reinstatement. Restore to its original condition. This nation's being restored to its original condition. There's some people being put back in the positions that are rightfully theirs. Don't give up. The Lord's just saying, stand fast. Because I'm telling you, the Red Sea moment is, we're right at the, where our feet's going in the water. And keep standing on behalf of the people, pleading the blood of Jesus over those that are out there, especially our godly men and women that are in positions of authority in this nation. Continue to plead the blood over them. Declare a hedge of protection out about them because they're being attacked. Not just in the physical, but in the spiritual. And God said, keep standing. Keep believing. Keep declaring safety and peace over them and wisdom and knowledge. Because what the prophets have said is true. And y'all, I wasn't looking for no word the other morning when God gave me these three words. They just came up. I never even thought about looking up their definitions till yesterday evening. And he said, look those up.
On behalf of the people,
and I like, wow, this is
Jesus
pretty cool.
Over those that are out there,
you know,
especially our,
I mean, I'm telling you, God's taking the wheels off the chariots of the wicked and the treacherous in this land, and they're being exposed. So just hold on to that and believe for it.
They're being attacked.
Okay, now I get to pray. Father God. Okay, stop. Okay, y'all look up. No. I want you to open your Bibles. We're going to declare the prayer this morning. And I'm not just going to pray over you. We're going to declare it. Open your Bibles to Ephesians 1. Follow with me. Say these things with me. Ephesians 1 and Colossians 1, okay? On a couple things. I wrote it down for me to do this, and then I like to skip it. Rather than me just pray, we're going to declare over ourselves. We're going to pray it, but we're going to say it in a manner that just so. Say this with me. Father God, this is in Ephesians 1, like verse 15, 17, right there. I thank you, the God of my Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, for giving unto me a spirit of wisdom and revelation knowledge, for opening the eyes of my understanding that I may be enlightened. Turn over to Colossians chapter 1, verse 8.
We're going to declare over
and say this with me. Father God, thank you for continuing to fill me with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that I may walk worthy of you, fully pleasing you, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to your glorious power. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for continuing.
Expect to receive that this morning. Declare it. You can clap and give the Lord praise. Just thank Him for what He's doing here.
And spiritual understanding.
I got notes around here. I got all these little things around, and I'm trying to get them all in the right place because I know we're doing a baptism after church. Joe, thanks so much. I love that song. I had a friend that, when Rick passed away several years ago, we actually wanted to do that song at his funeral, but we didn't think everybody really understand.
In Jesus' name.
You know, when you start off with the old man is dead, and everybody goes, ah!
But I think that'd be a cool song to do at my funeral. If I go before the Lord comes back, I've kind of told Cass that'd be cool. You know, I mean, see, when we get to celebrate like this, God has so much fun. It's just so much fun. So, you're going to have your, if you use an iPad, a phone, or anything, you're going to have it on speed flip this morning, okay? Because we're going to go really fast with some scriptures that I have to get out so that God can, He'll deal with them. The Word, you know, it tells us, and when we preach the word in John chapter 16, right there at the end, that Jesus said, if you'll preach the word, I'll confirm it with signs following. And so we're going to sure enough make the time to allow God to confirm His word this morning. But how many of you have one of these? Hold them up. So some of you are just like, I left mine in the truck because I forget to turn my ringer off. I let Cassie do that for me and stuff. You know, okay, you can put it down. That little thing right there, it's one of them things that technology, I guess it's a wonderful thing. But, you know, all the things that you can do with one of these phones that you can access. You know, you can act. This is my prop today, Ricky. You, there's so many things you can access. I didn't want to bring an axe or nothing like that.
How many of you have one of these? Hold them up.
There's an app for everything. You can check the weather. You can check the stock market. You even got a map on here so you can find your way back home. I mean, there's nothing missing on these things anymore. It's like, and everybody's just tuned into them. I mean, all the apps and stuff, and so you think, I mean, for most people, they're going to think, man, if you don't use all that's available, then you're just nuts.
So many things you can access.
I talk and text on mine. I check the weather occasionally, every day. I check the weather. You know, to see if it's really as hot as I think it is. All those things. But there's nothing missing. You know, it's like you can access anything and everything, and most people are not willing to do without that.
Everybody's just tuned into them.
You can check and see what your neighbors are doing. And so you know, you got, you I mean, and you know, I mean, and then you can people, you can even get yourself in a tizzy by locking Facebook. You can read stuff on there that would be better if you never knew it. There's just bunches of stuff on this little thing that we have access to. And like I say, most people would say, man, you need to take advantage of all those things. Like say, I talk and text. And I know, you know, you can do. I mean, it's a good thing to have your Bible and the Bible app, but there's a whole lot of apps you probably don't really need. But I want to talk about a cell phone. I want to talk about access through the Holy Spirit. This is something that I want the Word to confirm the Word.
And
I don't want to try to convince you of things today, but I'm just like, wow, this is one of my, I called and asked Corey if it would be all right if I ministered this today, because I have high expectations when I talk about the Holy Spirit. You know, most people, they're like, I don't want to go that Holy Spirit stuff. You know, they want to know the Holy Spirit, but they don't understand because if you will use
all
those things on your cell phone
today, but
and all the knowledge and all the things that you can find out, can't even start the Holy Ghost.
I called and asked Corey.
It's like, it's like too much fun.
I have high expectations.
And you know that old song, you just can't have too much fun. You know. And when you start having fun in the Holy Ghost, you're going to be, you know, Ricky, so last week, I was just taking, you know, a letting go of things and stuff, and I thought about the strongholds and different things that we have in our lives, and Howdy the week before talked about, you know, perfecting that love walk, and really cultivating our relationships to where we understand how we're walking in love. Let me just, I want to start sharing some things with you. You can turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
And
it's like, it's like.
You know, I'm gonna read some things out of my commentary. I wrote all this down. I'll have it all over there too, in case I told Kathy, in case I need it. But okay, we come into the body of Christ by faith, by the redeeming work of Christ on the cross. 1 Corinthians 12:13 references that. It says, "For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jew or Greek, whether slave or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit." So, understand that we come into the body of Christ by faith. There's no other way. We have to believe on the name of Jesus to be born again. We have to believe that Jesus is Lord and believe that God raised Him from the dead and confess that with our mouth and believe it in our heart. And then we have the right to be, we become children of the Most High God. We're all spirits. We have a soul. We live in a body. The body's going to perish. It's going to wear out. If Jesus don't come first and then we get a new one. But I'm just telling you, we come by faith. That's how we get there. Y'all know that. Y'all have no problem with that. Everybody in here came by faith into the kingdom of God. Okay?
There's no other way.
Now,
we have to believe on the name of Jesus.
Get ready to start flipping. The baptism in or with the Holy Spirit is directed by the Lord Jesus to be received. Say received. Now say I receive. I'm getting you ready. I'm getting you ready. Okay? So we're going to look at John chapter 1. And we're going to look at a few more. You can get your finger and hold your finger in John and Acts.
That's how we get there. Y'all know that.
But John chapter 1. Now I got to turn to these two because I got so many of them. I want to, like I say, I want the word.
Now,
I'm not going to try to talk you into this. You're going to read it for yourself and you're going to understand. And then you get to make the decision. John chapter 1 verse 29. I'm going to start right there. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is He of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who's preferred before me, for he was before me.' I did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore I came baptizing with water. And John bore witness, saying, 'I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and He remained upon Him.' I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit, and I have seen and testified,' said this Son of God." Flip over to John chapter 20. Are y'all okay? John 20, verse 22. This is Jesus talking right here. "And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, 'Receive the Holy Spirit.'" Say, receive. Remember, the baptism in or with the Holy Spirit is directed by the Lord Jesus to be received. Let's look at Acts. I get my deal right here. Acts. Well, I got here attention to a certain verse, but I don't know what chapter. Kathy, give me that Bible. I have to get this right. It's just, I don't want to talk nobody into anything. I want the Holy Spirit to do the confirming and the convicting and such as that. And so y'all bear with me, I'm going to find it. It's so important. Those three words that God gave me the other day. Those were not natural. That wasn't natural for me to think those up. Guys, we live in a natural world, but we operate in the supernatural. Okay? Y'all good with that? You can. I'm going to find where I was, all this in my notes here. Acts. Oh. I might have to turn back. I did. I'm in the wrong book. Y'all are in Acts. Be there in chapter 1. I'm going to turn back over to John chapter 1. Oh, no, we were right. We were right. The receiving part, that's the word. That's the word. Receive. Okay, now I got to get to Acts. Acts chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized you with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Isn't that good? How about this? Verse 7. And he said to them, it is not for you to know. Verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Amen. With the baptism of the Holy Spirit, when we receive it, we're empowered to do the works that God created us to do. To do the works that Jesus did while he was still here. And he told us in John chapter 14, 13 or something there, that the works that he did shall we do also. But we're like, how? The empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Trust in the Lord to work through us, okay? But we gotta receive it. It's just like, man, we gotta cultivate, we receive it, and then we cultivate it. Okay? As believers, we should or must ask ourselves, have I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? We gotta ask the question ourselves. Can't nobody else do that for us? Turn to Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19, verse 2 through 6. And he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? So they said to him, we've not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. And he said to them, into what then were you baptized? So they said, into John's baptism. Then Paul said, John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Ooh. They spoke with tongues and prophesied. Y'all good? Okay. All right. One of the evidences of receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the receiving of our personal prayer language tongues. Turn back to Acts chapter 2. We read it, we're going to read it again. Acts chapter 2. No, we didn't read this. Verse 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Whoo! It's just getting better. I'm going to tell you what, you're fixing to get empowered, and you're going to do things that your neighbors are going to go, wow. Some of your family is going to go, wow. But if you're willing to receive, God's willing to give her out. He's willing to pour it out on us in a manner that, I'm going to tell you what, you know, I want all that God's got for me. Some days I tell him maybe not so much at one time. I'm not sure I'm ready. And he knows how much and what we're able to handle. But this right here, you better get ready to handle it. Because otherwise, I'm not telling you're going to be left behind during the rapture, but you're going to be sitting on the sidelines, and you might as well get in the game. We all have an opportunity to get in the game. And I want to be in the game. I don't want to be sitting here. I want to see people set free and delivered. I want to do what God's called me to be, fill what my joint supplies, and be each one of those things. Okay, two-field gift of tongues. Two basic functions of tongues. Now get this, is personal edification and public exhortation. Isn't that good? I like being built up. Speaking with tongues is a properly expected sign affirming the Holy Spirit's abiding presence and assuring the believer of an invigorating living witness. Now listen though, it's not a qualification for the fullness of the Holy Spirit, but it is one indication of that fullness. Turn to Mark chapter 16. See, I'm the word. Let the word do the work. I'm just giving you the word. Because this is what I know the Lord told me to give this. And sitting over there this morning, y'all were singing. I'm like, whoa, man. I know I'm on track. And then, Miss Ross, thank you. Because I just, I knew I was on track. But y'all know how I get sometimes when I get sidetracked. And so I don't want to get sidetracked this morning, man. I want y'all to get this, okay? Mark chapter 16, verse 17. And these signs will follow those who believe. Are you a believer? Y'all said earlier you're believers. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. Man, isn't that cool? I'm going to just declare it, though. If you ain't got it, you're fixing to get a prayer language. And you're going to discover some things in your life. And Alan back there, Steele, he may come up here and help me because there's a whole bunch of you in here that can testify. But Alan, he got it a while back. And I mean, like when was it your daughter-in-law? Yeah. She wasn't there when it happened, but she sees it on him. She knows. She tells him. I've been baptized in the Holy Ghost a long time, Alan. I just recognize you got it. And he ain't said a word. He ain't done nothing different, had you? Nothing. Okay. All right. Are y'all good with Mark? Another scripture. Y'all look this one up later. 1 Corinthians 14:22, if you're writing them down. That goes along with, that one of the indications of that fullness and evidence of us being baptized in the Holy Ghost is evidence of speaking in other tongues. So now, I want to get tongues for edification. That's where I'm going. This stuff, we can teach on this for weeks. I mean, when you get into the whole thing, but today I want you to be edified, lift up, built up, ready to, empowered to be who God's called each one of us to be. And I'm going to share some personal things with you just to let you know. Number one, speaking with tongues as the Holy Spirit gives utterance is a unique spiritual gift identified with the Church of Jesus Christ. And you may have to go back and watch to get some of these scriptures because those scriptures that go along with that, one of them will be 1 Corinthians 14:2-4, 14:21, and 1 Corinthians 12:28. And I'm gonna turn to them. I'm trying to make sure. I just don't want to short us any. 1 Corinthians 14:2-4 says, "For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries." I'm going to let you in a little secret too. Those mysteries is the perfect will of God. Man, I mean, when you start speaking to pray in the perfect will of God, even though you don't know what you're saying, he does. And the angels do. And so things are taking place that it's like, come on now, Lord. And I'm going to tell you another thing, too, if you'll notice when you get to praying in the Spirit. If you'll pay attention. When we're just talking, when you're just praying, other thoughts can creep in. And sometimes, things, you get to thinking about this and that when you're just praying. But I'm going to tell you what, when you get diligent and you start praying in the Holy Ghost, there's nothing else pops up. It shuts off that part of your brain. And I can't go into all that, but Dr. Avery Jackson can. So Google him, and he'll share with you some of that. You can Google some of those things. Okay, I'm going to give you the scriptures, and I'm going to share like one in each deal. But just know that. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. And so, verse 4, he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. You're building yourself up. And I don't know about y'all, but I need building up. And when God goes to building us up, it's the perfect will of God. It's His desire. It's the way He wants it. Number two, fulfillment of prophecy. Speaking in tongues is a fulfillment of prophecy. And that was, turn over, the scriptures there are Isaiah 28:11. And we were right there, 1 Corinthians 14:21, while we're right here. It says, in the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips I will speak to this people, and yet for all that they will not hear me. This was talking about, says the Lord, okay? And then Isaiah 28:11. I think this one is like with stammering lips or something like that. But Corinthians 14:11 says, for with stammering lips and another tongue he will speak to this people. to whom he said, "For this is the rest which with which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing that they would not hear." Okay? Fulfilling, speaking in tongues is a fulfillment of prophecy by Isaiah and Jesus. Number three, speaking with tongues is proof of the resurrection and glorification of Jesus Christ. Okay, that's John 16:9 and Acts 2:26. Y'all are flipping faster than me. Acts 16:9, since I'm going that way, I'm going to read it first. Acts 16:9 says, "And a vision appeared to Paul the night, and a man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, 'Come over to Macedonia and help.'" I may be in the wrong deal. Acts 2:26. John 16:9, no wonder. Acts 2:26. "Therefore my heart rejoiced and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope." And then back to John 16:9. Some of these you're going to have to take and read them out a little bit more, because John 16 really starts in verse 7. "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away," this is Jesus talking, "the Helper will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he comes, when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more." Okay, so that proof, speaking with tongues is proof of the resurrection and glorification of Jesus. Number four, speaking with tongues is an evidence of the baptism or infilling of the Holy Spirit. And we've already read, just turn to the book of Acts again. Go back to Acts chapter 2. And you don't have to keep turning. Y'all turn to chapter 10. I'll read 2 for us again. Acts 2. Verse 4 says, "And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Acts chapter 10, verse 45 and 46. "And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished." You know, see, in that day, those of the circumcision, that would have been the Pharisees and all those under the law. Okay, those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Pay attention to those little words too. You know, magnify God. I think about those things. You know, I'm not just building myself up, I'm magnifying the Lord. Because I'm being willing and obedient to take part and be all that He's called me to be, so I can supply what my joint's supposed to supply. Okay? I think we've already read this one, but I got a lot of repeat. Yeah, Acts 19:6, "And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them and they spoke with tongues and prophesied." Ma'am? I thought you were helping me. Okay. And when Paul laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. It's evidence. Our prayer language is evidence. Okay? Number five, speaking with tongues is a spiritual gift for self-edification. 1 Corinthians 14:4 and Jude 20. 1 Corinthians 14:4 says, "He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church." Jude 20, y'all can turn there, but I don't even have to turn there. But it says, "I build myself up on my most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost and keeping myself in the love of God." I'm going to tell you what, when we start praying in the Holy Ghost, we're building ourselves up. You know, it's that thing of knowing that I'm praying the perfect will of God. You know, that'll tell you who you're supposed to buy them tires for. It'll tell you who you're supposed to buy breakfast for. If you'll, I just encourage you, this start at some point, make a decision, make this quality decision, that this week, I'm going to spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, give the Lord that much time and just go pray in the Holy Ghost. And don't worry, if you ain't got it, you're going to get a chance here in just a minute. Okay? I'm hurrying. I'm going to probably read some of these and give y'all just the scriptures and let y'all look them up because I don't want to run out of time. Speaking with tongues is a spiritual gift for spiritual edification of the church when accompanied by interpretation. Be sure and check that out, making sure, 1 Corinthians 14:5. Speaking with tongues is a spiritual gift for communication with God in private worship, 1 Corinthians 14:15. Speaking with tongues is a means by which the Holy Spirit intercedes through us in prayer. And those are Romans 8:26, 1 Corinthians 14:14, Ephesians 6:18. Speaking with tongues is a means for rejoicing, Ephesians 5:18 and 19. Speaking with tongues is a spiritual means of refreshing. Anybody need refreshing every now and then? We read that a minute ago in Isaiah where it's talking about the refreshing, the building back up. That was number 10. Number 11 is tongues. Speaking in tongues follows as confirmation of God's word, which is preached. And that's again Mark 16:17 and 1 Corinthians 14:22. You see, it'll be 2 years, August, 1st of August. I got baptized in the Holy Ghost right after I got saved. I had no idea what it done. I didn't even know what it was. I didn't use it. That's like having my cell phone that Ricky, you know, would tell me, you got access to some things on there you're not using. So that was the way I was with the Holy Ghost. I had access, but I didn't use it. If we don't use it, it ain't going to do us any good, and we're not going to be doing else. We're going to be doing good. I mean, it's not a qualification for the fullness, but it's a qualification and evidence of, in my opinion, being so sold out that we're settling for nothing less than God's best. And it's just, you know, we have to decide. That's what I want. And, you know, for those of you, if there's anyone sitting here today, it's like, man, you know, I go to this, Corey says, you know, go to the church where was his grandmother? I said, man, them people over there, they are the devil. They're that church. You got to watch them. They speak in tongues and roll on the floor and do all kind of crazy things. And he said, to the devil. But I'm going to tell you what, every one of y'all, just like me, back there at some time in your life, maybe not all of you. Some of you were probably never had those areas in your life, but I did, to where I was in the wrong place and shouldn't places I shouldn't have been. And there was nobody in there speaking in tongues, so it's not of the devil. He wasn't trying to, you know, the devil ain't trying to edify you. He's trying to tear you down. And so that lie of the devil is, man, you don't want that. And then the religious leaders tell you don't want that. They're robbing you. You're being stolen. You're allowing yourself to be stolen from. Do not put yourself in that position. Okay? That's just, 2 years ago when I started, really, the Lord laid it on my heart. He said, I want you to get up and start spending a certain amount of time. And I'm not sharing the time because that's personal between you and God. But now it's like I read the word. I get up every morning. I mean, I just got my deal, you know, and I guess the older you get, you kind of get set in them patterns and you don't like nothing interrupting it. And, but I don't want to be interrupted with my time with the Lord, you know, because it's one of them deals where when I leave the house in the morning, I want my steps ordered of the Lord. I want to be in the right place at the right time. I want to know what He needs for me to do today, and I want to know how much fun He wants me to have today. God wants us to have fun. He wants us to enjoy what we're doing. When we enjoy what we're doing, we're going to be in that right place at the right time. And so I got up, and you know, like, I'm going to tell you what, don't get discouraged and don't get disappointed, that the first few days, you know, it's like, well, I don't see nothing changing. Well, you know, when you start lifting 25 pounds, tomorrow you can't lift 125. You might as well take it a little bit at a time. And it'll build us up. And He strengthens us. And He encourages us. And we continue to build ourselves up. And first thing you know, one morning He said, I want you to fix a water pipe out there today that's been leaking for quite some time. And I've shared this with some of y'all. And it's summer. It's August. I don't want to fix no water pipe in the summertime. I could just keep sub-irrigating. It can leak. And a few days before, I'd been shredding, and I'd hit a pipe over another water pipe, over a cutoff down the ground. just bump the pipe on top of the ground, straight there, think nothing about it. Well, but I'm willing and obedient. It took a little to get the willingness, but I was obedient. So I come home and I got my stuff together to fix the water pipe and go turn the well back on, and the well's still going, ch-ch-ch. It's like, uh-oh, I got a leak somewhere else. And I drive down, y'all, to where I'd hit that with the tractor a few days before, and it's flowing out of the top of that pipe. It had been flowing for a few days. That one was like 4 foot in the ground. I got my neighbor come over. I got a good neighbor. He come over with the backhoe and dug it up. Anyway, but just the point is, the Lord said, if you hadn't fixed the first one, you wouldn't have known about the second one. And so things begin to just snowball from there. And it's just like that word the other day. I'm telling you, September of 2018, God gave me a word. I'm on the ranch, checking waters. I'm not thinking about presidential elections and things that are going on. And he said, write this down. And I wrote it all down, and I still have it. And some of it's come to pass, some of it's coming to pass. I'm not building myself up. I'm talking about when you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, God begins to share things with you because you're selling yourself out to Him and He can trust you. And when He can trust you, you're going to know as you pray in the Holy Ghost and He shows you things, you'll know what to share and what not to share. There's a lot of people out there that share when they shouldn't share. What happens there though is we get excited and we want everybody to know, and God's saying, no, not everybody don't need to know yet. Not everybody's ready to handle this yet. Because some of it we're not ready to handle. It's the Lord said, okay, I'm going to give you this just a little bit, and you get a little taste of it and you say, okay, man, I want some more. He said, too much ice cream one time is going to give you a bellyache, boy, and you're going to mess up. Just think about it. You can't have, just a little bit at a time. Some of the benefits, I just wrote down for me, like, it strengthens our love walk, discernment, revelation knowledge, peace. The big, that peace that passes all understanding is it's just super, and we're praying God's perfect will. That's the part that excites me, is that we're praying God's perfect will for our lives. How about your kids? How about your grandkids? How about our nation? How about whatever? What we're doing is we're praying God's perfect will for our lives, and as we do that, we start hearing, and you'll just know, And it's just, I know it's a lack of a better term, but it's just too much fun. I mean, when you're in the right place at the right time and you're seeing God move, and it's like, and He just says, shut up and tell them, if you have not been baptized with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, I'm going to just come up and just get right here. If you want it. Everybody in here has been, if you haven't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues and you want that, come up here. Man, don't let the devil talk you out of it. Alan, please come up. Ricky, come up. Y'all just face me, and I'm going to get some people that's going to be behind you. But if you have not, if you're wanting your prayer language today, you just stand right here, just right here. And the Bible said, Lord, anyone he who knows how to give good gifts to his children, how much more shall the Heavenly Father give that to those who ask? And so we're going to pray a corporate deal, but then I'm going to go down through with you. And if you're standing back there, what I want you to do is when we start, I'm going to start praying, and I want you to just pray. Don't let the devil tell you that's not you, that's not the Holy Ghost. I want you to just like, Lord, I don't care what it sounds like. It does not make any difference. It's yours. When you was a baby and you started jumbling and mumbling, nobody knew what you were saying. You didn't know what you were saying and it sounded foolish, but you didn't know that. You weren't intimidated by it. And so don't let the devil intimidate you. You just believe and receive this morning. So I'm going to pray this corporately, and then I'm just going to just come down and we're just going to start praying. All right? And if y'all are out there and you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, when we start that, you start praying in the Spirit. Okay? So Father God, y'all say this to me. Father God, I believe. I receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I thank you for my personal prayer language. I receive it. I commit to using it because I want to fulfill my destiny and be all you called me to be. I receive that in Jesus' name. So I'm just going to go down and we're just praying. Thank you, Lord. Father, I praise you. Just open your mouth and just let her come. You just got to just open your mouth and just speak. It's a laugh. Let the joy of the Lord fill your heart. Go ahead. You're saying it. Just keep doing it. Now, in the morning, this afternoon, you get up and you get someone by yourself and you say it loud. You start, and the devil, he will not, he cannot stop you. Just open your mouth and let, there you go. Just let it flow. Go ahead. We got to open our mouths and just let noise come out. Any kind of noise. Just let it come out. Just keep doing it. Just let noise come out. Just let noise come out. It doesn't matter what it sounds like. Say it loud. You want my speaker? That's okay. I'm just playing. But just, the Lord is saying receive it. Okay? Just let it come out. Open your mouth and speak. You can speak out loud. If everybody here, you don't care what anybody else thinks. You don't care what they hear because this is the Holy Spirit. And this is God anointing you with the Holy Spirit and with power. So just flow. Just flow. Jerry, yoho, shata basita. There you go. Say it. Lift your hands. Just lift your hands and receive. So there you go. Keep praying. Jerry, yoto. Say it. Feet. Oh, yeah. Doubt. Anything. Groanings. Anything. It doesn't matter. Go ahead. Just open your mouth and speak. Just let some noise come out. Oh, there you go. It's noise. It doesn't. We don't care what it sounds like. The devil don't know what you're saying. This is your prayer language. Just speak it. Just go ahead. Say loud. Just get loud. Get loud. Get out somewhere today where you can shout. Go ahead, let her flow. Say it. Just spit on you. It's holy. Go ahead, just speak loud, loud. Don't be embarrassed. There you go. Just keep. There you go. You got it. Just keep speaking. Go ahead. Get them hands up high. Thank the Lord. Receive it. Lord, go ahead. Just loud. Go ahead. There you go. You got it. Thank you, Jesus. Keep doing it. There you go. I hear you. Come on. There you go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, you got it. Come on. There you go. You do the next one. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, loud. Just let's speak it. Just make noise. Just make noise. Because God hears it and He understands. You don't matter. You're not supposed to right now. Go ahead. Open your mouth and just let. There you go. There you go. Keep. Just thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you. Thank you, Lord, for everyone this morning that has received their prayer language. And Lord, I thank you that we stand with them as this week they make a commitment to begin to pray and intercede. And Father, you honor that. Father, it was something they desire. You said you give us the desires of our heart. So Father, I thank you this morning for all these people that were bold enough to come up, stand here and receive their prayer language. And Lord, it will be put to good use. And they will not, the devil will not, I bind you, devil, you'll not tell them they didn't get it in the name of Jesus, but they'll take it and they'll use it. And Father, all the growth, the supernatural insight and wisdom, revelation, knowledge, the edification, the peace, the rest. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank y'all so much. If I miss anybody, I'm not trying to miss nobody. You can stand right here. You can kneel. You can go back and be seated. But what I want, please, this week, do it. Do it. Be a doer. Just do it. Just speak. You get somewhere where a friend of mine, Jackie Stevenson, he was out in the pasture one day and he got to praising the Lord. He lives down there in South Texas. And he said, I just stopped. I'm jumping and praising the Lord. And he looked up and there come a wetback out of the brush. He's like, that wetback was scared spitless. He didn't know what Jackie was doing over there. You know what? Take it this week and run with it. You've got it. And don't let anyone tell you you didn't get it, especially the devil. He's going to try to tell you in the morning, oh, that wasn't God. No, you have it. You have it. You've received it. And use it in Jesus' name. You can be seated. Thank y'all so much. I'm like, y'all don't want to leave, do you? God, I'm telling you, the presence of the Holy Ghost this morning. If you're here this morning and you've not made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you need to do that today. And we're going to do a baptism, and I don't know if who we're going to baptize was up here, but if you didn't, I'm going to tell you what, if you weren't up here to get that before you got baptized, when you come out of that water, y'all watch, you're going to get it today because it's here. You're going to get you some of it today. And so we're going to pray a prayer right fast. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But that's not to keep us from His presence. God made restitution for that. He fixed it so we can come back into His presence. And He said, if you believe that Jesus is Lord and you confess with your mouth that He's Lord and you believe that I raised Him from the dead, God said that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. For God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whoever believes on Him should not perish but have everlasting life. You want to have everlasting life. There's a heaven, there's a hell. We live in the presence of God for eternity, or we live in the presence of the devil. And you're not going to play cards and drink beer in hell. So you just as well, you don't want to be there because the beer is hot and the cars burn up. And so it's not going to happen. So just, you want to be in the presence of the Most High God. He has such plans for you. So pray this. We're all going to pray this prayer together. And if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, I'm asking you to pray that prayer with us and do that. So say, Father God, I realize this morning that I've sinned and fallen short of your glory. But I'm not staying there. Lord Jesus, I want you to be my Lord and Savior. I believe you, Lord. I believe, God, that you raised Jesus from the dead. And so I, right now, ask you, Jesus, to come into my heart, my innermost being, and be the Lord of my life. I'm born again today. I'm a new man. The old man is dead. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Every head bowed and every eye closed. If you prayed today, if you just accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we want to give you a Bible. And we don't want to embarrass you. So I'm going to count to three. And if you ask the Lord in your life today, I want you to raise your hand so I can get you a Bible. One, two, three. Anybody? Anybody anywhere? Okay, y'all look up. I thank y'all so much. I'm so excited for all y'all that got your prayer language today. You just, please use it. Please, please, please. I encourage you so much. Don't take those scriptures that I read today and if you just say Mark 16:17, these signs will follow me because I'm a believer. I'll speak with new tongues. And I do speak with new tongues and I'm going to because I'm going to, June 20, I'm going to build myself up on my most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost and keeping myself in the love of God. And you're going to build those up around you because they're going to see it on you, just like Adam's daughter-in-law seeing it on him. So thank y'all so much. We're fixing to do a baptism. Is there anything else I'm supposed to announce or share? Okay, I'm going to give it to Ricky, and he's going to close, and then y'all can stick around for the baptism or do whatever. Woo!
Amen. Yeah. Ooh. That's for the church and for just what Rusty has just preached on, y'all. And in that case, because some of you are going, wait, what just happened? Wait a minute. Well, the Holy Spirit gave her a message and then she interpreted what she said. That happens. Okay? That's different from then your normal prayer language, what Rusty was talking about. Amen. I'm not preaching your sermon. I'm just helping what, so they'll, cause that's something I never do. It's cause how do you follow that anyway? Okay. But what just happened is that's what happens. Sometimes somebody, the Holy Spirit gives somebody a message and they'll stand up. And then there's an interpretation. And if there's not an interpretation, then you have to discern, was that really a message? Or is it from God? But your prayer language is your language that you use at home and wherever, or in certain instances when you don't know what to do, just what he preached. So that's an example. That's a message for the church, y'all. So we receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Man. Whew, brother. That was good. Y'all give Rusty another hand. Now, I have to say that I have spent a day with Rusty on the ranch. You don't even know what I'm going to say. But the way he moves and the way he talks, if he did that on the ranch, he'd get all of his work done in a day or two instead of a week. Man, what an awesome message, y'all. My goodness. And for those of y'all who receive, man, use it. Yes. Thank you, Rusty, for blessing us. Man, do get a hold of that. That moves me. The Holy Spirit is so good. And when you learn to use that, there's no stopping you. I mean, look at him. There's no stopping that guy. Man, we're glad y'all came today. I hope that you received something, because the way I say things sometimes is kind of like Rusty. It's probably don't sugarcoat it. But if you didn't get something today, that's your own fault. I guarantee you, because you didn't come to receive today. Amen. But what an awesome, and Rusty is not on salary. Rusty doesn't get paid to minister, but he is one of the ministers like me, and Howdy's our associate pastor. We minister when Corey's gone. So if God puts it on your heart today to bless him, this bucket right here is for Rusty. So you can come up and put your blessing in it for Rusty. If you need to make a check out, it's called He Paid Your Fees, is the name that you can put on the check. That's his ministry. So if you'd like a record of it, he will send you a letter. So please be sure and put your blessing in here for Rusty. Also, we need to announce that Betsy said that, don't forget the women's conference. It's in October this year, October the 16th. So start making your plans. Get registered for all of that, okay? Also, don't forget Bible study on Tuesday night. It's going to be an awesome time. We're going to talk on praise. So Sharon Ross will be teaching Tuesday night, so y'all come. For those of you who don't know, Bible study fellowship starts at 6:30, and then we usually go from about 7 to 8. So y'all come join us. Hey, y'all stand to your feet. We're going to pray and be dismissed. Father God, we thank you this morning. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, for moving in this place this morning. We just thank you for taking us to new heights in the Word. Just move us. And everybody, when they leave here, they take what they got today, and they don't just use it for one or two days, but they use it until Jesus comes back, Father God. We just praise you. We know that when we leave here, that you never leave us or forsake us, but that you're always with us, Father. We just thank you and praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. With a big round of applause, you're dismissed.